Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. It is the Friday ride home, and something that you can mark on your calendars now. Every Friday afternoon here on the ride home, I'm going to invite Captain Dave from Nanticoke Outfitters to stop by the show and do what we're calling the Outdoors Outlook. If you want to get out and enjoy the best that nature has to offer, Dave's going to help us figure out where to find it. So, Captain Dave, what's on the Outdoors Outlook for this weekend?
Hey, Gary, thank you very much. I'm excited to share the Outdoors Outlook report. Again, my name is David Fletcher, and I'm the owner, guide, and a captain here at Nanticoke Outfitters. Unfortunately, we have rain moving into the area, which will impact tomorrow's outdoor activities, but Sunday is looking to be a great day. So let's talk fishing. The Maryland water temps have finally reached the upper 50s, which is always good for our fishing. The blue cat fishing has been very good on the Nanticoke River in the Sharpstown area, as well as the Wicomico and Pocomoke Rivers. Post-spawn white perch have provided some exciting fishing all around the Marshy Hope and Nanticoke River area using bloodworms. Remember, avoid going after the striped bass for the month of April as they are spawning. However, it is legal to catch them in Ocean City, and we are catching them around the bridges right now on soft baits such as Big Bird, Croppers, locally made Roy Rig. The flounder are steadily moving in, and tautog are being caught all around the inlet, but most are too small to keep. The primary bait there have been sand fleas. However, out at the wrecks and the reef sites off the coast in both Delaware and Maryland, it's been consistent. Everyone is catching togs over the 16-inch minimum. Also in Delaware, white perch in the Woodland Beach area have been very consistent. So let's talk turkey. And no, Gary, I'm not talking about Thanksgiving dinner.
Ah, that's my favorite holiday.
Mine too. Turkey hunting in Delaware is in full swing, and a few of my guides harvested some nice toms down in Virginia this week as the Virginia season just kicked off. Here in Maryland, we have the youth hunt this weekend, with Sunday looking like the better of the 2 days if Sunday hunting is allowed in your county. So be sure to check that regulation before heading out. The regular Maryland season will start on Tuesday. This is also a good time to walk your woods and do some shed hunting. You can learn a lot about your deer population this time of year by picking up sheds. As for the events coming up, today starts the Bay Bridge Boat Show. Be sure to stop by this weekend and visit my friends at the Hogfin booth. And if you're wearing your Hogfin apparel, you'll get an additional 20% off your purchase at their booth. That event is being held at the Bay Bridge Marina in Stevensville, Maryland. Now, next weekend, we have the Delmarva Sports Network Outdoors Expo at the fairgrounds here in Harrington. This year's show will encompass everything outdoors. It's not just hunting and fishing. We'll be there booking hunts for the upcoming duck season, as well as fishing trips that'll be starting next week. Well, that's it for today's report. I appreciate you following along. And as always, please remember, take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them in the outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.